Text numéro 22. California will ban sales of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. California air regulators voted Thursday on a historic plan to address climate change and harmful pollution by moving the nation's largest auto market away from the internal combustion engine. The regulation will phase out the sale of new gasoline-powered cars, trucks, and SUVs in the nation's most populous state, culminating in a total ban of new sales of the vehicles by 2035. The ban will not prevent people from using gas-powered vehicles or apply to the used car market, but California officials say it will dramatically cut the state's climate warming emissions and famously dirty air by speeding the transition to electric vehicles. California now has a groundbreaking, world-leading plan to achieve 100% zero-emission vehicle sales by 2035, said the state's governor, Gavin Newsom. The regulation, which was approved by the California Air Resources Board, CARB, could have massive repercussions for the country's auto manufacturing industry and the broader fight against climate change. Transportation is the largest source of climate warming greenhouse gas emissions in the country, and scientists have said in increasingly dire language that drastic cuts to those emissions are crucial to providing a livable future on the planet. President Joe Biden has set a goal of making half of the nation's new sales zero emission by 2030. The recently enacted Inflation Reduction Act aims to move consumers that way by providing tax credits to people looking to buy new or used electric vehicles. Auto industry analysts say the unprecedented move by California could help push the auto market to achieving that goal. 13 other states, including Oregon, New York, and Colorado, typically follow California's auto emission standards, which are already the most stringent in the country. Electric vehicles account for just 5.6% of new car sales between April and July, according to the latest quarterly report from Cox Automotive, an industry consulting firm. Reaching 100% emission-free new vehicle sales by 2035 will be extremely challenging, said John Bozzella, CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, which represents large automakers. It is directly linked to external factors like inflation, charging and fuel infrastructure, supply chains, labour, critical mineral availability and pricing, and the ongoing semiconductor shortage, he said. A nationwide shift to electric vehicles would have major health benefits beyond its impacts on global climate change. More than 4 in 10 Americans live with unhealthy air, according to the American Lung Association. And research finds that the negative effects are disproportionately borne by people of colour, regardless of income. A report by the American Lung Association earlier this year found that a nationwide shift to zero-emission vehicles by 2035, as California is seeking, would generate more than $1.2 trillion in public health benefits between 2020 and 2050 and avoid up to 110,000 premature deaths. Adapted from NPR, August 2022.